Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody. So everybody tune in. Everybody who has a desire, a burning sort of need to be heard, to basically accomplish, to progress, to prove oneself for that greater good, please call in. We're here basically, it's 7 o'clock on the dot. We are here, and this is Satisfying the Greatness Within You. I'm comedian Talk Dude, and on the other side of this line is the one and only Organic OK.
Thank you, everyone. This is comedian Organic OK. I'd like to say thank my co-host, Organic, I call him Organic Talk Dude. How are you doing today, Organic Talk Dude?
I'm Organic, too. It's 7:01 on the dot. All right. Call in. Let us know what you're thinking, what you're feeling. Like, tell us about how to satisfy your personal greatness. Let yourself be truly engaged. Really, we're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. All right.
Hi, everybody. Did hope everyone's been keeping themselves in alignment of understanding your gift, as your gift has been preparing inside of you, as people have been talking to you, people have been inspiring you, words have been coming to you as you've been hearing conversations that truly is in your alignment of your best interest at this moment. My name is comedian, say comedy, or organic, okay. All of you are going to go. As you may see my name, say comedy, organic, okay, but on the social thing that I'll be using will be comedy, organic, okay, and that's what I'll be using. But I want to get past those things because what we need to get to is the actual ingredient inside of what I'm talking about. But it's resonating with your actual experience. What you've been pulling from that is contaminating your strength. What is making your strength weak when you're so gifted? Have you heard that a lot, Talk Dude? People say how gifted they are. And then the person that's not looked at having a gift could be the one that has all the gifts. It is an amazing thing on how people try to pleasurize the true essence of gifts, the true essence of connecting. Now, I don't want to waste your time where you're just looking at things and struggling moments and you're so caught up because you have been the one that's been responsible. So now you don't have the time to be caring about when someone gives you information about your life that truly have been getting you over the top of yourself. And you now, you're underachieving because you're so selfish in your own selfish way. And now I'm finding information to be instructions on how to utilize things in your life that you have been overlooking. And times you're moving along and you wonder why you're so distracted. You see a thing that's not even helping you, but you're trying to live in this moment, but it's a moment that you can find yourself not be responsible for. Come on now, step out of it. Come closer to your thoughts. Come closer to appreciating this organizing of preparing your life for others. I pitched the investment. Now you say to yourself, you never had a one investment. Now Talk to you. I'll move on and I'll come back. Talk to you. What do you have to tell people?
I don't know. Let me just say this. How to basically satisfy the greatness within you. Every single day to all of us, there is a voice inside of us that is telling us to do better. We ignore it because, it just seems like too much of a task. It sounds impossible. We're afraid we can't do it. We're afraid.
For what reason? Do you have any idea what some of the people are afraid of?
We're afraid we'll fail. We'll try and basically people will see us fail, and it will be embarrassing, us trying to go after that greatness in life. We're afraid they'll get rid of the relaxing sort of routine we have, just sitting by and letting everything just coast. We think nothing happens when we coast, but we actually begin to sink. We're climbing or we're sinking. There's no in between. Because, you know, you got to keep moving ahead just to be in the same spot. That's the thing. Now, truth is, how do you make a point of listening to your inner voice? Listen to it. Every opportunity you get. Sit back, take a deep breath, and basically decide to do better. Do things basically like, oh, I don't know, getting up early, eating right. See, what was one of the things, I was kept eating processed soup in a can or the bag because there was this fresh soup that was made. I didn't know it was made kind of for me. But the truth was, all those vegetables, all that healthy, organic, you know, it's not so easy. You know how when you're a kid, you eat a lot of poison. Now, they say kids don't really do drugs, but the thing is, children eat a lot of stuff that's really bad for them because it tastes good. They love it. And the truth is, that's a thing. That's a thing. I mean, a lot of it is hard for us to cross over, is it not? It is difficult for us to start eating healthy because it's not just the food's a little harder to find. It's more expensive. And right away, it doesn't taste so good, does it? It tastes terrible. It's something that you learn to tolerate. That's why vegetarians and vegans are so proud of themselves, dude. They didn't just decide to eat healthy. They had to make themselves, or they had to learn how to choke down what just tastes terrible. And sometimes the better it is for you, the worse it tastes. That's a thing. It's weird that it's like that, isn't it? When you get to be certain older, you can't basically put away junk food like you used to. You got to learn to give it up altogether. It's like the death of a friend, a close friend, a friend that was always there for you. Your body is used to it. You ever tried eating health food like right away? Yes, it tastes terrible. But then when it's in your system, you feel all the better. Your body's going, Once again, it's about satisfying that greatness. Listen to the voice. The voice that is basically more that you should be listening to, not your instincts. Listen to the voice that is telling you to do what is right, what is necessary, what is needed. You can be great. You can be great. It is a very distinct possibility. There are other ways. Get up early, you eat right, yes. But also you learn how to reach basically for that brass ring a lot of ways. Are you sort of stuck in a job that feels like a dead-end job? Are you basically clinging to it by bleeding fingernails? Do you feel, I mean really feel, do you feel that basically you're going to be holding on to this for the longest time? There's not even such a thing as lifetime employment. There's not. And you're going to be out of it before you know it. The system is not going to take care of you. You want to do something else. You want to do something bigger, broader, something with a future. It feels like everybody now is trying to basically find some special skill. Your greatness often tells you to indulge, to do something. You're afraid to listen to that voice. You're afraid. You're afraid to listen to the voice. You're afraid of basically really trying and failing. aren't you? Some say, I'm just too busy. Some say, I'm afraid. I'm afraid if I let go of this branch, I'm going to fall. And that happens in life, dude. Here's the thing, dude. Often in life, in real life, when you try and fail, when you're a kid, you try and fail, you're embarrassed. The other kids laugh at you. They really rag you about this. But when you're an adult, you try and fail, you might not get the opportunity to try again. You're more than just humiliated. You're, how do I put this? You gave up everything you had. But sometimes you just need that step. You need to know, I need to do this. Life is dangerous. Truth is, once again, your inner voice, listen to it. Study it. Embrace it. Your voice can get you where you need to be. Listen to satisfying that greatness. You can be better than you are. You are better. You just need to grab it. Let the rest of the world see it. All that. Honestly, we're all meant to progress. That's the thing about life. We just keep evolving. We're supposed to. Organic. You agree with me on this, don't you?
Yes, sir, you.
Yeah, okay, I'll just continue. Sometimes we basically have all the advantages too early, like the geek thing. At some point when you're an adult, you're basically going to have all the advantages, but when you're a child, you're just too young. You're not like the other kids. And when that happens, they shun you. They don't befriend you. They attack you. They beat you. That's a thing. Some of us want to go back to when we were kids, but try to remember what that was like, really. When we were kids, we were as rude and as obnoxious as possible. We didn't have any manners. We valued conformity above all else. We liked things that allowed us to conform, to blend in, so we could be just like everybody else. One thing we didn't want to do was stand out. What to do? What to do? What to do in the world? Truth is, there is no easy answer. Actually, there is an easy answer, but the goal isn't easy. You better yourself, get better every single second of every minute of every hour of every day. What? Oh, boy. What happened? Organic, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you all to make a resolution that you're going to do something to better yourself, that you will get better. Do something. Evolve. Do something. Resolve to make a good start. Well, thank you all for listening to Satisfying the Greatness Within You. You can pick up all our shows off the web. All right. They're all there for you. Do it. All right, I want to thank everybody for tuning in, anybody who might hear this at some point and decide to change their life, to make themselves better. All right. Thank you for listening. Thank you, everyone. Remember, our phone number here, call us when we're on the air. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Thank you, and good night.